Okay, welcome to the Commonwealth Games, Bradley Wiggins. How does it feel to be here?
It's really good, yeah. We came here on Saturday and, you know, it's been nice to be in the village and sort of you feel like you're at the Olympics a little bit, and it's starting to see everyone walking around and stuff and just talking to different athletes and that, and you get recognised a few times and that, and asked for a few selfies with different groups, and it's just a really, really good atmosphere, and it's so different to what you're used to, you know, riding races around Europe where no one really talks to each other and the mood's not generally not that good, and it's a really sort of friendly kind of nice vibe around the place.
And I suppose you're the kind of senior statesman of the team. How do you feel about that?
I sort of don't really feel like it. I mean, it's just nice to sort of feel like it's kind of one of those things, Commonwealths or an Olympics, when you're in a team, everyone's got the same clothes on. So everyone's kind of on this, no one's sort of above anybody else, really. And that's one of the nice things about the, sort of these major games, is really you all sort of feel like one team, really, and people just give you a nod or sort of a hello when you walk past them because they've got the same kit on and you're very tribal. And that's quite a unique thing in sport, really, and I think it's only these kind of things where that happens. So.
And everyone that I've had a chat with is really excited to meet Bradley Wiggins, but how excited are you?
I don't know really. It's just been nice. It's nice going back into a track competition with the team pursuit, and I can't wait to sort of get in there on Thursday and get sort of feel that feeling you used to get when you come off the track and you've done well, and you know it's kind of why you do it really, and sort of having all that training that go into that velodrome really, and it all starts sort of clicking really, and it almost feels. I wouldn't say it feels easy, you're hurting, but you don't really feel the pain because all the hard work sort of done on the track in training, and there's sort of, I don't know really, it's just, I suppose that's the addictive part of doing it and why I kind of want to go and continue to do it for the next 2 years.
What sort of shape are you in?
I'm in great shape, and I think that the road's really held me in good stead, and it's given me another level on the track here, so I think that's, I'd say it's just a case of keeping that up now for the next 2 years really, and I sort of feel twice as strong as I did when I walked away in 2008 really, so I think it's been a good return so far.
How do you rate your chances?
Well, you've got the top three teams in the world here really, so I think that's going to be, the Aussies are the current world champions, and I think a lot of them, they don't really know what we've got because obviously we had such a disastrous Worlds this year, but we certainly really moved on since March, and I think everyone's got a race full in qualifying, no one can afford to sort of pull back a little bit. And then it's the final in the evening, really. It's who backs up in the final, really. So I think it's going to be a tough, like very close race, I think, in the final. But I think the Aussies have to be favourites as world champions, and it's for us to take it from them, I think.
Final one from me. How does London 2012 compare to what you're expecting to see at Glasgow 2014?
I think London's going to take a lot of beating in terms of the money they invested and just the scale of it worldwide. But I think on a smaller scale, it's certainly just the organisation and the facilities so far we've seen. It's been, you know, second to none, really. And I think, the proximity for us for the velodrome, it's easy to walk across the road to it. It looks a bit like a prison from the outside, but inside it's, you know, fantastic. And I'd say it's done an incredible job, really. And it's been pretty quiet up to now, certainly being in Manchester. You've not heard a lot about it. There don't seem to be of any complaints so far, apart from the illnesses outside the village. Of kind of facilities not being ready, or, you know, I think so. They've done a fantastic job, yeah.